Call from Hire My Caregiver.
Hi, good morning. Stella speaking.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. My client, Melvin Adams, had called in, and I guess somebody told him that he could get 40 hours, and somebody's supposed to give me a call, but he couldn't figure my number out, so I told them that I told him that I'll give you guys a call.
Hours for what? For home care services?
Yes.
Got it. So I don't. Is he with our agency, or he wants to come with our agency? Is he a new client?
He wants to come to with you. Yes, he's a new client.
Got it. Do you have his name or phone number, something I can pull it up, him up?
I can pull his phone number up, but I have his name, too. His phone number is 267.
Okay.
796.
Okay.
4822.
Okay, let me see. Did he speak already with his intake coordinator? I don't think so. I think Shira is going to be the one taking care of her, of him. Let me see if Shira's available. Okay, give me a minute.
Okay. No! Break your own feet! Why do I want to share juices? You're nasty.
Okay, so Shira is actually available. I will transfer you to her, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Hello, Family First Care. Am I speaking to you, Keone?
Kiana, yes.
Kiana, okay. How can I help you?
I was calling because my client told me that he talked to you, and you told him you can get him 40 hours and that you needed my number because he wants me to be his caretaker.
1 second. Okay. So as of right now, from my understanding, I don't know what hours he has approved. It's not like we can get him hours. It's how much the insurance provides. We have no control over that. So I'm not sure who gave him that kind of information. Definitely wasn't me. Let me just see if he's on the waiver program. What's your last name?
My last name or his?
Well, your last name.
My last name, Bowers. Bowers.
Okay, what's your number?
215-203-2753.
Okay. Have you always been his caregiver?
Yes.
Okay. Was he with another agency? Were you working with another agency?
Yeah, I work with Premier Care.
Okay. And you were clocking in and clocking out with them and getting paid and everything like that?
Yes.
Since when?
What you mean, since when? I've been with Premier Care for 2 years now.
I'm saying since when, because I'm trying to gauge if he's on the, because I'm not seeing him on the program. So I just want to know, since when are you getting paid? Have you gotten paid last
week? He will be a new client. I don't think he's with you all guys yet. He will be new.
I understand. That I understand. But the waiver program, right, it goes on to the insurance. Once the insurance has that, you get paid basically because of that. Now, if you tell me that you were getting paid last week, then I see that it's not here, then it probably was.
He got it from the VA, though. His will be the VA. He don't have a waiver program. But he's trying to leave the VA and go through his insurance.
Okay, fine. So let me speak to him. I have to start him on that process. And then as soon as he's approved, we'll definitely onboard you and get you started, okay?
Okay, it'll be fine because if I call him on a three-way,
Yeah, you can do that.
All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to call him.
Okay.
Hold on. Hello? He's on the phone.
Hi, Melvin. This is Jim from Family First. How are you today?
Oh, let me turn the TV. Let me turn the TV on.
I'm sorry?
I said that I'm trying to turn the TV down so I can hear you.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I didn't hear you. You're transferring me?
No, he said he's turning the TV down so he can hear you.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Melvin.
All right.
This is Shira from Family First Care, LLC. I think you just spoke to a colleague, Kaya. She told you a little bit.
What did you just say?
I'm calling you from Family First Care. I think you spoke to a colleague just now, and you gave her a lot of information about getting onto the waiver program.
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at the notes here. It says that you fell on the ice. And as soon as you can.
You're right.
Okay. So I was
in the hospital. I went to the hospital. Go ahead.
No. I want to hear what you have to say.
I went to the hospital.
Oh, wow. And are you currently there now?
No, I'm home now.
Now you're home.
But
okay.
I have extreme pain. When I walk on my foot of my right leg, I mean it's I had a heart attack,
mm-hmm.
And that's what I was scared of. It, you know, I get you know because my heart was beating fast. I knew it, and I called him up, and they said, "Well, it's my ankle."
Wow. Okay. So, like I was telling Tikeon, you weren't on the waiver program before. We don't see it currently on your insurance. So getting onto the waiver,
mm-hmm.
This would be your first time doing it, correct?
Right.
Okay. So in order to get onto the waiver program, because
I had Premier. Tiana, is that the name of it?
That's Premier Care.
Yeah.
I'm not.
They're not
sure
worth
that,
anything.
Right. I'm not sure what that is.
They're not.
So in order for you to get onto the waiver program, sir, you have to go through a process. To get on, the waiver is a state-provided program, and there's a process to get onto it. It's not a two-week process, but it takes around a month to get onto it, hopefully, you know, less. My job, I'm your enrollment coordinator. I walk you through the entire process, follow up with you, and then as soon as you're approved, we're going to get Keon to start coming in for you. Making sure that she has the clock in and clock out app and make sure she's getting paid regularly. That is what we do for you.
Okay?
Okay?
Is that right with Keon? Is that right with you? Keon?
That's fine with me.
Okay.
So there's many ways to go about doing this. I would say it's important that you take down my name, my number, and who you're talking to because a lot of people will call and it can get confusing, and I just want you to have clarity. Okay?
Okay, Keanu, take it. Wait a minute. Keanu, take the number down.
Can I have it? And you name me a number?
I can text you.
Okay, that's fine. You can text me. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and text
that's
you.
Fine.
I'll give you send you the whole introduction text. Now, when dealing with the case, who do I talk to, Melvin? Is it going to be through you or Keanu?
Through me.
Okay. So can you also receive text messages?
Pardon me? No, talk to me in person. I don't want no texts.
Okay. The only reason why I recommend opening up that form of communication is sometimes you need to reach me for something and the call doesn't go through. At least I could see a text telling me to call you back or something. So it's another form of communication.
No, I'd rather you call me in person. I'd rather you call me and so I can talk to somebody. I don't need no texts. I have short-term memory. And my text is bing, bing, bing. I don't hear it.
Okay.
And that might be a message, important message.
You got it. Okay. If you change your mind, you can let us know. It's not a problem. So let me just explain to you a little bit of what the process looks like, and any questions you have afterwards, I'm here to help you. Remember, my goal here is to help you. No one, I'm not giving you extra information. Everything that we do here is legally an obligation from the county, so we don't make you do anything extra. All your information is protected, and, you know, everything is recorded. Nothing is, you know, we're not out to get you. It's just a state-provided program. The county wants us to help you, and that's what we're going to try and do. That's what our goal is. So first, the county needs to see if you're medically approved, and then after you're medically approved, they want to see if you're financially approved. Now, by the financially approved, people usually get a little bit, you know, what is this, what's going on, and I'm always going to be very straight with you. So because it's a state-provided program and the state's actually going to pay Kiana to help you, they want to make sure that you financially cannot pay her on your own. That's why you're coming to the program. That's understandable, right?
Right.
So they're going to want to know things like they're going to want bank statements from you. They're going to want, if you get Social Security, they're going to want that award letter from you. I'm going to go down the list of things that they're probably going to want. And first, they have to see if you're medically approved. But I like to go through the financials first, just so we can start collecting whatever information we need to, so when you're ready to submit all the paperwork, we can do it in a timely fashion and on time. Okay? Any questions so far, Melvin?
No.
Okay. So, again, this is a very straightforward process. I walk you through everything. You're not doing it alone at all. But I do recommend anything comes up, you feel uncomfortable about anything, you let me know, because I have the answers for you and I'm here to help you. So the first step we're going to do, Kiana, do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, so the first thing that the county, later on the county is going to request some financial information. Do you mind if I go down the list of questions that they're going to probably, they have a list that they want from people. I'm just going to go down that list and ask you what you have, what applies to you, what doesn't. Okay, Melvin?
No.
So first thing, are you married at all, sir?
I'm married, but I'm in the midst of a divorce.
Okay.
In the middle of a divorce.
You're not divorced right now?
No.
Okay. Fine. I'm actually She doesn't even live here. Okay. When you do divorce, do you think it's going to be done within the month?
If she doesn't apply for what I'm going to. So.
I'm sorry, sir, I didn't hear
what you said. Whichever way it goes. If she doesn't apply for it, I will.
Okay. Fine. So, the only reason, I'm not trying to be invasive or anything, it's just from the county. They want to know this information. If you do get divorced within the month, they're going to need a, a divorce decree, okay? Because if not, they're going to need some information from her, financial information, but from my understanding, we don't want to deal with her or anything. So I'm going to let you know what we're going to do about that, okay?
Okay.
Next, do you own a home or anything like that?
No.
No, okay.
I had a home.
But you don't own it, correct?
No.
Okay, do you have a burial account agreement?
She went to the hospital. She went to the hospital and I put the home. They needed the home, you know, to pay for it. She didn't have no coverage, so they needed the home. I had a 5-bedroom house. And I just turned it over to the state, and the state paid her hospital bills. I got nothing.
So you don't have any ownership of any home again, correct? No property?
No.
Okay.
No,
do you have a burial account agreement?
Pardon me?
Do you have a burial account agreement?
With whom?
It's with the church. I don't know how it works with you guys. It's a burial account.
What does burial account mean?
Well, if you don't know what it means,
it's the name of my...
I'm sorry?
Well, explain it to me.
Well, I'm not exactly sure myself. Usually people who have it really know what it means, but from my understanding, it's insurance for when you move on, I guess, it's to pay for the funeral and things like that.
No. with a capital N and a capital O. No.
Okay. Okay. Now let me just see here. It's like it's an irrevocable trust or prepaid contract.
No, she don't get nothing. No amount of money, no nothing. She don't get nothing.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about? No.
Not specifically towards her. If there's kids involved, is there any sort of will or trust that you
no.
have?
No. Okay. She has no.
Okay. All right. Do you have any life insurance?
Yeah, I have I canceled the life insurance.
You have no active life insurance policy.
No, I canceled it because I canceled because her name was on as my beneficiary. No, I have no insurance at all.
Okay, so no. When was it canceled?
About 8 months ago.
Okay.
Nine months, maybe a year.
Do you own a car?
Yes.
Okay. So what the county is going to want is the registration information of the vehicle. Okay? Okay. Next, let's go on down the list. Okay. Do you have So did you have a bank account open from 2020 to present? Did you have any bank account open?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're going to want just January and just June. Just now, just listen, and I'll send you the whole, I'll send Kiana the entire list, or I could just, if you want me to just tell it to you, I can just do it to you. But for now, just listen. So I'm just
tell it to
it.
Me. Tell it to me. Tell it to me so I understand.
Okay, so they're going to want bank statements from you, from every bank account that you have open. Now, they want, it's called a five-year look back. They're going to want 2020 to 2023, just January and June statements. So that's just January, just June.
Of this year?
No, of 2020 to 2023.
Okay.
So it's called the semi-annual look back, and it's all the way just those 3 years, from 2020 to 2023. Now, from 2024 to present, they want all your bank statements.
All of them?
Yeah. Now, let me ask you something else. Do you have a retirement account, 401k, or anything like that?
I have a money market.
A money market? What is that?
That's where you put your money in. It's, you sign it for so many years, and it accumulates interest.
So you have it in some sort of... Okay.
Market.
Okay. Do you have it in some sort of a savings account that it's growing?
That's what the money market is.
Okay. Now, do you get Social Security, SSI, pensions, anything like that?
I get Social Security. I get Social Security and a check from the VA.
Okay. And that's the check from the VA is...
Let me ask you this. What's the max that I can, get and still be under, get the... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Good question. So in your savings, you can't have more than $8,000, and then you can't be making more than $2,900 a month, which is going to be my follow-up question. Do you make more than $2,900 a month?
Yeah. So there's no sense in going through it.
Yeah. If you make more than $22,980, I think the exact amount, just for clarity's sake, the exact amount is if you make over $2,982, then it probably, and your savings is over $8,000, it's not the right program for you.
Yeah, it's gonna be
a case here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I keep a balance of $8,000 in my checking, right, and the rest goes to money market.
So the money market is like it would be put under like an annuity or dividends or interest, things like that.
Interest, yeah.
Yeah, so if that's over the 8,000, then you're probably going to have, well, if you make
Pardon?
More than, if it's more than 8,000, and you're, if you have more than 8,000 in your savings account, sir, it's not, it's going to be very
No, I keep a balance of $8,000 and under. Yeah,
and
the rest
so
is the money market.
Okay, I understand, but in the money market, is the money market over 8,000?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just see something here. And your monthly income is over 2,900?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think it would be a proper program for you. They're not going to approve anyone that has over that amount, unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
You hear that, Kiana?
Yes, yeah. I hear that. Yes, I hear it.
Well, if something changes
right,
financially
you
for you, yeah, take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much.